AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court rejected the third major challenge to the national health care law known as Obamacare. The law remains intact after the court ruled Texas, other Republican-led states, and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats stepped up the legal fight and won.
We will never forget how Republican leaders embraced this monstrous way to rip away America's health care in the middle of a deadly pandemic.
Also from the Supreme Court, a victory for religious groups. The justices unanimously sided with a Catholic foster care agency in Philadelphia that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples. The Justice Department slammed a new West Virginia law that bans transgender athletes from competing in female sports. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill letting people carry handguns without first getting a background check and training.
People are saying, from the federal level to the local level, that Second Amendment rights are under assault, that government officials are saying, heck yes, government is coming to take your guns. Texas will not let that happen.
Abbott calls it a measure of freedom and self-defense. The Biden administration will spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for coronavirus and other dangerous viruses that could turn into pandemics. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's a good investment.
We have a great deal of optimism that this program will ultimately be as successful as the highly successful program that we had implemented both for HIV and for hepatitis C.
Fauci says the focus is still on vaccines. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who pointed guns at social justice demonstrators last year, each pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. The couple also agreed to forfeit both weapons they used when they confronted protesters who were marching in front of their homes. This is AP News. Unemployment benefit claims rose last week for the first time since April. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid had fallen six straight weeks before going up by 37,000 last week to 412,000. That surprised economists who predicted another dip as the economy continues its fast pandemic recovery. While the number remains historically high, it's far off the total seen at the pandemic's height. A year ago, nearly 1.5 million people filed for jobless aid in a single week. Some businesses have been struggling to find enough workers to keep up with growing consumer demand, though economists expect hiring to catch up in coming months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Naomi Osaka's agent says the four-time Grand Slam champion will sit out Wimbledon and compete in the Tokyo Olympics. Osaka is taking some time off to be with family and friends. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.